Cabo San Lucas lies at the tip of Baja California and serves as part-time home to many celebrities, including rock star Sammy Hagar, former frontman of Van Halen.
It's a very spiritual, very enlightening place, inspirational. Every lyric from every Van Halen record I've ever been on, I wrote right here in Cabo. I'd come down here, Eddie and I would write the music, I would get on a plane, I would come to Cabo, I'd bring the tapes, I'd listen to them, I would write the words here, go back and sing them, always.
Sammy liked the town so much, he opened his own club.
Welcome to the Cabo Wabo. Here's my little private bar, and they're stashing it up right now. Can I have one of those beers? Por favor. It's a pretty big place. You get about 800 people in Cabo in this place. You know at least 200 of them are going to throw up. I don't want to make it sound uglier than it is, okay? When I first came here, about 16 years ago, it's all dirt roads. There were no phones anywhere. They had one telephone in downtown Cabo. There were only three hotels. It's all changed now, but I feel guilty sometimes. I feel like I kind of, by building the Cabo Wabo, I think I commercialized the town a little bit, but not meaning to do that.
The town's growth could be measured by the large number of American chain restaurants. However, Sammy has no intentions of franchising the Cabo Wabo.
If I had to do this for a living, I would be trying to really capitalize on my fans. But because I do other things for a living, I can make this a really enjoyable, happy place for my fans to come and not get ripped off. We all, every one of us, love you.
Every year, Sammy performs a series of shows to celebrate his birthday, an event that attracts fans from around the world.
Happy birthday, Sammy!